it, narrowed down to a few, then narrowed down to two, and then really narrowed down to Lincoln. So it was an in-depth process.
Are you guys needing a motion now then on what we want to do on those specific ones, or do you want to go through all of it and then make multiple motions? How do you guys want? What's easiest for you guys? Or what's easiest for?
Honestly, that's up to the group here. I mean, one motion works just fine for us, but if you feel like you need to do all of them separately, then that's fine too.
I guess that would be is to be sure that we were in agreement for all of them as one.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
So we might want to
let's break it down for life, voluntary life, short-term disability, long-term disability, because that's what's been presented.
Yep. And do you want to do the dental real quick? Just
yes, I do have just two more quick items before I turn it over to John. The dental and vision with Delta is under rate hold. You guys remember last year was our first year, and that is under a two-year rate guarantee. So there's no official renewal or anything, but I did just put a copy of the rates in your packet. And it also shows that two-year rate guarantee. And then currently our agency had partnered with Bernie Portal as the online enrollment system tool that we provide our clients. So that's the program that your employees enroll through benefits on. And we made a decision back in the summer to move to Employee Navigator. They are more known in our area. Come very highly recommended, and one of the main benefits to Employee Navigator, once it is set up, Don will be able to have automatic file feeds set up to the carriers, so no more having to go into every carrier portal to make enrollment changes, terminations, etc. It's just more robust of a portal, and so that's the one that we'll still provide at no cost to our clients, but that change will be happening as well for open enrollment 2024.
And Delta Dental left some of our providers that are dental providers that we're using last year. They would, and so on those, I'm still with my regular dentist. Have they set a turnaround so when you use it out of network, have they, because there has been an issue or two, do they have anywhere how long their turnaround should be when they do that reimbursement, when you pay it up front?
Well, what it really depends on is when they receive the information from the provider's office. And so we are experiencing with some providers, as you can imagine, are frustrated with Delta. And so, therefore, the billings are not getting to them in a timely manner. But, yes, typically, you should have a 2 business day turnaround time for processing of a claim. It should not be...
Not 3 weeks or so, huh?
No.
Well, it has been. And we have checked to see that...
With mine, it was a week and a half when I received my check. So, I think it does depend on...
Yes.
I'm trying to remember all the discussions. Was there one provider in our area that didn't take any insurance?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So it didn't matter what we changed to.
Correct.
That's why we went. Okay.
Correct.
Like I said, I was trying to remember the previous conversations.
And what originally happened when Delta sent out this notification to the providers? A lot of the providers were screaming and squawking because they did not want to be exclusive with Delta. And then especially in the Branson area, the majority ended up signing the exclusive provider contract. So in your situation, or for your group, I had Delta run a report to see how many of your members are now with a premier exclusive provider. And you have 121 members that are now, so the majority are with an exclusive provider.
The I just have a question. On the second paragraph, it says your dental and vision plans were originally quoted with a 2-year rate guarantee. As discussed, Delta Dental has agreed to extend the rate guarantee for one additional year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could be read as 3 years, not two.
That is correct. Let's see. It says the renewal date is January 1, 2025. I think they just didn't word that correctly. I can certainly have them put together another letter.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yes, because based on this, it says your plans renew January 1, 2025, which would be the 2-year.
Okay. So they didn't extend it for an additional year.
Not that they told us about.
I think what...
The letter says.
I think what I need to do, if I remember right, Pam in my office reached out to them for an updated letter to have in the packet for this meeting versus just printing what they had provided last year.
Okay.
So I think they missed some of their wording. Let's put it that way.
Well, and our experience with Delta Dental from last year, we entered in the contract and everything, and then they came back and changed it in just a few months.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does have any questions or discussion?
Do you have anything else to present, Harry?
No, thank you.
Okay, that was it.
That concludes my question.
Mr. Akers.
All right.
Do you guys want to take action?
Do you want to vote on those?
Yeah, do you guys want to take action with that before we move
on?
It's up to you guys.
Yeah, I'm fine with moving forward with that at this time.
How do you want the motion made? Just...
So if we're going to do everything that is on the moving from Dearborn to Lincoln Financial.
Is it live, voluntary, live, short-term disability, and long-term disability?
Yeah, those, and then the other, there would be two motions, and then one for the Delta Dental to retain it, I guess. Or anything on that. So,
for our purposes, we don't have to have a vote on Delta. Because it was a 2-year.
Since
deal,
it's already set up for that, okay.
But it's up to you. I don't know what your.
And that hurt.
I would prefer that we leave the Delta off of the.
Right. That's why I said two separate motions. Yes. If we're going to do motions, do two separate ones.
Mm-hmm. Move to take the recommendation from Aulis, Akers, and Arnie and move our life. Voluntary life, short-term disability, and long-term disability from Dearborn to Lincoln Financial as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is the Delta Dental, was it a 2-year contract or agreement? Automatic?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not.
Yes, I am quite certain the contract that was signed last year was for 2 years. Do you remember, Don?
I thought it was 1 year, but then I thought they came back and said they would match the price they thought they'd see for your service, and then they would match the price for another year.
Well, let's go ahead and I'll move to continue on with Delta Dental at the current rates.
Yes, I would. You can wait for it.
Do we have discussion?
Second for discussion.
I have a second with discussion.
Don, you're who's had to make the calls and on Delta Dental and everything. So knowing that and everything, it's been satisfactory after you got things, after your answers and got them worked out. Delta Dental, you are still happy with.
As far as the county? Or
not you personal, the county. Okay.
Does that cover your discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, sir.
Okay. Well, we'll start out on the right-hand side of your packet. And there is a note from our representative with Cox Health Plans, Mei Ling. I just kind of want to walk through that on the record, and then when we get through to that point, when it, discussion around strategy for bids, no bids, whatever we choose to do, then I would recommend that we go into closed session at that point. But just walking through, I'd sent you all last month an update. Unfortunately, we've been dancing along with a nice loss ratio and everything was going ducky, and then last month that started to change. And so we have a an offer on the table at a 10% renewal increase. That is the negotiated cap that we had in place with you guys, with the EAP and wellness services included. If you go down to the underwriting notes, you can see that our medical loss ratio, MLR as they put it there, is now 116%, whereas we had been running along at 70 and 75. Most of that is due to a couple of large claims. The medical per member per month cost to the plan has increased by 15%. The RX per member per month has increased by 41%. There were three claimants that had claims over $100,000 that were pooled, and that was $615,000. Even then, after removing those, they still had to take $140,000 out of their calculation to get back down to the 10% cap. So things have changed pretty significantly. There are two newer claimants that have come on and are looking at some treatment that could be expensive. Prescriptions, specialty prescriptions, are currently running 47% of total cost. That is not unusual. Unfortunately, there's some very high-cost drugs that are driving most of the spend on the RX side for a lot of groups. Seven members are on specialty meds that cost over $275,000. There is a program that Cox has that they call the SMMP program. Four of your members are participating, which has saved the county $77,000. There were $40,000 in missed opportunities under that program. In other words, a person has not taken them up on it. However, $13,000 of that was based on just an initial fill. So what happens is somebody shows up at Walmart, Walgreens, whatever, they go ahead and fill the prescription. They don't deny them. But then they send them information on this program. And usually under that program, what the benefit to the employee is, their copays and costs are waived. They don't have to pay anything. But they do have to procure it directly from this program. Same drug, no difference there. But it is a cost savings, but we did have one missed opportunity in there that we're going to try to go for. We don't get individual claims information, so I can't tell you who that individual is or who's dependent or anything else. But certainly from an education standpoint and everything else, when we come back at open enrollment, will definitely drive home to people that if they get that call, because we all screen, right? If we don't know the number, when nobody answers anymore. And so if we can just make sure that the staff knows, I mean, we've got a pretty good percentage, but we know we're missing at least one. So we're going to really make sure to let people know, hey, call back, you know, and that, because it is a true benefit to the employee, because sometimes those costs are $250 a month out of pocket that they can get to where they don't have to pay anymore. So
it's not that they turned it down or anything. It's that maybe they just simply didn't get the call and didn't understand it.
That's correct. They did not respond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is where we are. So the pharmacy program, and one of the things, and I will say Cox runs a pretty tight ship when it comes to that. You know, they make sure that if a generic's available that you take that before you take the brand, unless you have some sort of reaction to the generic. They always make sure there's step therapy, so you don't just go directly onto the most expensive way to treat a condition. You try some other things first to make sure, you know, if you need it, then go for it. But there's no reason for everybody to be on the most expensive drug usually. So they do a good job of step therapy and other things. So anyway, that is kind of the tail of the tape. Behind that sheet is just the renewal and the impact of the county. There are three different plans that you, as you recall, that we have your staff on, so each spreadsheet represents one of those plans.